Ciao.
Hi everyone, we are back from holiday. Do subscribe and buy good properties.
Ayo.
Sorry, my voice a bit saya. Saya means sexy. This is recorded today. I got some flu from the cold weather in Japan. See your hokkien either good or not. You clap until I can hear leh. I don't want to abandon you, but I can't say so much for Newport Residences buyer la. Nara Residences by Apex and Centali. I like this name, so let's do it together. Centali, 748 units, TOB 2029. Look at the artist impression. You are literally in the forest, which looks like 那个 ghost town 叫什么名啊? Looks like forest city, man. Okay la. Actually, the highlight of staying this area is you have nature, you have a lot of deer, which I have shown you just now. Remember to always feed the deer, if not they will bite your backside. And the highlight of this area is actually the German International School. And I just learned this phrase, Warum hier kaufen? Alles in Ordnung mit Ihnen? Means why you buy here? Are you okay or not? This is the location for your Nara. To the MRT, you just need to walk, reach your Hillview MRT. 1 kilometer only. Very near lah. Everywhere you can walk. Just depends how long and how fast you walk only ma. Now let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. Centali and Apex bought it at 1,020 per square feet. And there are only 2 bidders. And unfortunately, they got it 23.1% higher than second bidder.
What la?
So at this per square feet, how much would the developer sell their average price? You add all the fees plus their 15% profit margin, they can actually sell you at 2,000 per square feet. Previously, $2,000 per square feet, like your Norwood Grand, got MRT some more. But today is 1 kilometer walk.
Huh? You want to go 10N more ah?
Ayo, come on. You are so far away from Singapore. Since you like nature so much, I will recommend you to go to the farm. Dairy Farm Residences, they have shops over there. This is a site plan. 7 blocks, and I saw my favorite tennis court.
At point.
And I just found out this project very interesting eh. And they have 4 commercial units for sale. What that means? That means developer don't want to manage the shops lah. So they just want to sell and don't care the shops anymore lor. Then if you buy the commercial unit, you as the owner, you will decide on the tenant. The 4 units can be vending machine, just like Japan, moneylender, and the other 2 shops combined for sleazy massage. And the shop size is only like 377 square feet, which the indicative price is 1.1 plus million. That works out to be 3,000 per square feet. And definitely one of the business that I stated just now will confirm break even and profit within 24 hours. Now let's look at the floor plan. 1 bed plus study, 517 square feet.
Walao eh, who buys 1 bed?
Boo.
Before harmonized is 543 square feet. Starting from 998,000, my average 1.04 million, 2010 per square feet, and a pre-harmonized per square feet. Come on, 1 million today, maybe you still can buy a OCR 2 bed 2 bath. Eh. 2 bed 1 bath. Skip lah, why talk about 2 bed 1 bath? Starting from 1.176 million, my average 1.22 million, this the per square feet, this is a pre-harmonized per square feet. 2 bed 2 bath, 646 square feet, old calculation 678 square feet. Starting from 1.284 million, my average 1.34 million, 2075 per square feet, this is the old calculation. 1.3 plus million today, you can still buy a 3 bedroom in OCR. Near MRT leh. Now let's go for something that you can stay la. 3 bed 2 bath, 818 square feet. Old calculation is 860 square feet. Look at the room size. Queen, king, not bad. And this kitchen can walk hey le. Starting from 1.6 plus million, my average 1.75 million. This is a per square feet and this is the old calculation per square feet. If you want bigger, 3 bed 3 bath, 1023 square feet. Old calculation, 1076 square feet. The room size is very good. Queen, king, you have storeroom and this one confirm can walk hey. Starting from 2 plus million, average 2.15 million, 2001 per square feet. This is the old calculation per square feet. So if you are comparing with resale property, this nearby, which most of them they are in the old calculation, then you can compare this as 2,000 per square feet with the rest. If you don't understand, I'll explain later. 4 bed 3 bath, 1152 square feet, old calculation 1206 square feet. Starting from 2.4 plus million, my average 2.6 million, 2250 per square feet, this is the old calculation per square feet. Wow, you giant ahua and you want to buy bigger can. 5 bed 4 bath, 1658 square feet, old calculation 1740 square feet. Starting from 3.8 plus million, my average 4.05 million, 2440 per square feet, old calculation per square feet. 4 4+ million is not ahua, is ahai already. Because at this price, do you know that you can buy landed properties? And it's not those with ghosts. It's livable and it's freehold some more. I saw this transaction. This was sold recently, about 3 months ago. 1,615 square feet of land size, freehold. This sold 4.07 million only. But this was 3-4 months ago. So if you want to buy this size today, I think at least 4.3, 4.4 million already. So if you have this kind of budget, and you buy that 5-bedder.
It's either you got problem over here,
or you just love dairy farm more. Now let's talk about school, because school is very important for resale value.
Come on now, where got resale value?
You have 1 kilometer to CHIJ, Lady Queen of Peace, and Bukit Panjang Primary. Aiyah, don't send your kids there. Just send them to the German European International School. And you hear your kids say this quite often. Meine Weitern sind Uton. Why is he here blighted? Means my parents are mad by staying here. Now is the important part of the video. Can you buy this and become a giant Huawei in the next 4 years? It's very simple lah. I'm going to use these two projects to compare. Let's do Botany first lah. At the Botany, 386 units. They launched on 3rd and 4th March. Let's look at their day one prices. Their 2-bedder average price on the mid floor is about 1.5 plus million. The small 3-bedder is about 1.8 million. Their 3-bed 3 bath is about 2.2 million. And their 4-bedroom is about 2.5 plus million. Now let's compare the gap to see whether Nara Resi is good or disgusting. So if we benchmark again the 3-bedder, let's use about 2,050 per square feet. Your Botany is 3 years old today. And by the time Nara completes in 2029, there are 6 years gap. So by right, $300 per square feet difference. So if you add another 300 to 2050, it's about 2350 per square feet. Harmonization, you add another 5% more. It's about 2400 plus per square feet.
Wow, that means
Nara is super undervalued. You can say that if you are using this one example. Or you can also say that Botany is very expensive. That means those people who bought Botany may be
quah.
Now let's use the second example, Dairy Farm. Dairy Farm Residences, completion 2023, 460 units. Not bad of the resale demand, but most importantly, let's look at their profits. 53 profitable and 0 unprofitable.
What lah? This is what I like.
All make money. You'll be shocked by their profits, man. 2-bedder hold for 3 years. Ooh la la. Profit 3,000.
Kaninabe.
This one should be 2-bed 1 bath lah. Hold for 4 years. 87,300. The small 3-bedder hold for 4 years. Mwah. That's what agents say. Will make money. 143,500. That's why I say resale make money. Do you know in this period of time, 2021 October, this same buyer bought at this price, they bought at 1.435 million. And if you have came for my one-to-one, which I will always recommend resale for this kind of budget, you see how much you make. I show you. See, same period of time, 3-bed, 2-bath resale, OCR, 1.28 million only. And at this time, this project is already 8 years old in 2021. See how much they made today. Very recent, same size, 1.78 million on the lower floor. So gross profit, 500,000, not including your rental income, which I guess all in all you are getting about 580k compared to 143. It's like how many times? 3.5 times. So do all new launch make money? No lah. With Eric as your Huawei leader, as your coach, you confirm make money. I can give you one more example. Yeah, those days you have this kind of budget, 1.5 plus, don't need so much money, 1.2, 1.3 enough already. Same period of time, 4-bedder, 1.3 million. And this project at that time is 6 years old already. You want to guess how much today? Ooh la la. Recently sold this size, 1.98 million. 680,000, not inclusive of rental income. If you have known your Huawei leader by then, and you have bought a good resale properties, you should make at least 500,000-600,000. That means those people who bought Dairy Farm at that period of time, you have lost 400,000-500,000 worth of opportunities. Aiyah, life is like that one. Some make, some lose. And also depends who you seek advice from. Then quickly, let's look at the overall profits again. It's like that. Wow. So not very good lah. Because 2021 is the best time and you make this is a bit
embarrassing
Now let's do the gap together to see Nara launching price is good or disgusting. And this is very good because this is already completed and there's resale transactions. And resale determines the current market value ma. Okay, now let's benchmark the 3 bedrooms. So this 3-bedder sold around 1,700 per square feet. So now let's do the gap together. Dairy Farm is 3 years old today. By the time Nara Resi completes in 2029, there are 6 years gap. So let's use $300 per square feet. And after adding 300 to 1,007, you will get 2,000 per square feet. And not to forget, Dairy Farm is pre-harmonized. So you want to change it to harmonized. You add another 5% more, which gives you 2,001 per square feet. By now, you should know whether Nara is good or disgusting already. Oh, there's another news that came in recently. The land beside Nara was sold to Roxy 962 per square feet only, which is nearer to MRT. I show you the overall picture. Dairy Farm sold SEP 2018 for 830 per square feet. Botany 4 years later, March 2022, 980 per square feet. Then your Nara sold last year, Jan, 1020 per square feet. The latest one just sold recently for 962 per square feet. And the name is out already. It's called CNR. Oh, you're correct, ah. Like smart as your Huawei leader, ah. CNR stands for
cheaper than Nara Resi.
Now let's summarize. For location, you see my face like that, ah. I will give 4. Launch pricing comparing with Dairy Farm is more accurate because it reflects the current market value based on the resale transactions. They are supposed to sell about 2,000 per square feet, which is about the indicative price. If developer going to stick to indicative price, I'm going to give 6. Exit strategy. People buy Dairy Farm, don't make a lot of money. People buy Botany at a high, I don't think they'll make much. And there are more and more supply in this area. And I'm going to give 4. Overall service score, 4.7 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I guess 50% and my wife 65%. This is my company's number, 86060670. Contact us if you like Nara Japan. I will give you my itinerary. This year is the year of good new launches, and many of them are near MRT station. As I always say, you do not always need to choose a new launch because resale properties potentially make a lot more, as you can see some of the examples that I shared just now. Do make wise decisions because you do not want to buy a lousy properties and cry for 4 years. So remember to subscribe if you want to see me and Bonbon more often, and I'll see you in my next video.
Don't buy the wrong property and become like that.